For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, Stoney, generally speaking, your feelings towards the direction of college football are what?
I don't like the way it's going.
You're not alone.
Everything else in this country, it's all about money and greed and making things bigger than it shouldn't be. I'm always the less is more person. But once, you know, toe meets leather on the last Saturday of August, I'll be watching. Out of town this year. I'm gonna miss the first Michigan game, but you know, when they're home in the fall, I'll be at the tailgates and having a great time.
Look, when you talk about that August 30th, they have a triple header of great football games, and when football's on, we're gonna be there. We're gonna be watching.
Right.
But there is this dissatisfaction with the direction of the sport. So I'm not against players getting paid. No. I'm not against the portal. We got to rein some of this stuff in.
Yes.
Conference expansion is gonna give us great matchups. But if you grow too quickly, like we haven't even had the 12-team playoff for two seasons, and we're already talking about 16 teams.
I know.
Can we get this done right? And right now, the biggest fight in the sport is with the Big Ten and the SEC when we inevitably go to 16 games. I don't want it, but it's happening. We're going to go kicking and screaming. The way we're going to do it is what they're fighting about. The Big Ten wants auto bids, guaranteed spots in the playoff based on where you finish in your conference. And they want four of them for the Big Ten, four of them for the SEC, three in the ACC, and three in the Big 12. Leaves two spots at the end. You get a group of five, a Notre Dame, whatever. And they won't budge. Brett McMurphy reporting, they will not budge. They refuse to move off that position. The SEC has said, five conference champs, the next best 11, play it that way. And that's what we need for the good of the sport. You should not be locking in.
What's the fifth conference, by the way?
Well, it's just going to rotate. It's the fifth highest conference champion.
Okay.
So if it's when the Pac-12 gets reset, if it's one of them, if it's a Mountain West or American, whatever. I can't believe I'm doing this because I'm never with the SEC. But they're right. We can't lock in 8-4 teams that finish fourth in a conference.
No.
We cannot do it. We cannot water down the games we're watching more than we already have.
Correct.
I don't want to go to 16, but if we're going to do it, we certainly can't guarantee team spots. They should have to earn their way in.
Now, chances are with the expanded playoff, most years you'll probably have four Big Ten teams and at least four SEC teams anyway. But you shouldn't guarantee it. And in fact, if you're only going to make it four, that means you're preventing the possible the odd year where you have five teams who are qualified to be in the playoff.
Yeah, that's the other part about all this. Like the Big Ten last season at the end of conference championships had four teams in the top eight. And if Michigan had a quarterback,
right,
you never know. Maybe they end up fighting for the fifth spot. I know Illinois was just outside that spot too. You could get five. You're the best conference in college football. You're back-to-back national champions. You've done the job against the SEC.
Right.
Why would you limit yourself to only four spots? There may be a year where the ACC only has two worthy teams and you get a fifth in.
Yeah.
Why would you lock in four? That's a great point, too. It's not just about like helping, you know, the worst case scenario. You're also putting a ceiling on what your conference is capable of.
Right. Look at the SEC. Suppose in a year, and it's possible, you know, you got Georgia, Bama, Brian Kelly doesn't screw up. So you have LSU, Florida, and, you know, picking up like Auburn.
Yeah.
Okay. It's possible that all five teams are really, really good. You're going to say, well, because only four can get in. No, the SEC has it right. You have the five, and then you take the next best six.
11.
11.
Yeah,
it's
16. I feel dirty because, like, the SEC represents so much that I'm against in college football. They won't go to nine conference games. They put the patsies in November.
Well, see, that's what the Big Ten should fight back with.
Yeah.
All right, look, we'll give on this, but you have to play nine conference games and not one of your non-conference games can be after Halloween or after September.
Whatever it is, when the leaves turn, or I guess it doesn't really turn in the South, but you get the point.
Yes.
Whatever, October 1 or Halloween, wherever you do the cutoff, The end of the season needs to be power conference games only, straight to the finish line. Right. You want to do your tune-up game in August and September? Fine. But you got to play nine conference, and you're going to play a big team in the non-con too, so 10 power opponents. But the SEC gets away with doing often less.
Yeah.
And then claiming that their schedule's better because, well, you don't understand a Big Ten country to strut into Columbia, South Carolina, and Auburn. Okay? Mm-hmm. You get 2 weeks to prepare because you played the Citadel last week.
I know.
It kind of you can't make this argument. I know Sankey did. He goes, our conference, our schedules, we wouldn't, anybody would trade with us. We play the toughest schedules. No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. In your own imagination, you do. You don't have the best teams. You don't play the hardest schedule. You don't play the most power opponents. You don't. So I hate siding with them.
Right.
And you're right. Maybe the compromise is they beef up the schedules. We back off the auto bids. You win your conference, you're in. Everything else is left up to how you play on the field. Not, are you the fourth best team in the Big Ten, so therefore you get in. Because there would be years where we'd get like an 8-4 Wisconsin.
Oh, no doubt.
And you go, well, they have to get in. They finished fourth in the conference. That's stupid.
I mean, look, Michigan was what? They were 7-5?
Yeah.
Okay. They could have been, if they didn't screw up one of their games, it could have been 8-4.
8-4. And 9-3 would put you right where you need to be.
Right. I mean, so you could have five teams.
Yeah. I don't think any decision would hurt the sport more than doing auto bids.
Right.
It would just reduce the regular season, which we've already compromised some, and it would reduce it.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you guys stand on it, but I think it's the biggest issue. I'm not against paying players. I'm not against the transfer portal. I am against putting auto bids in the college football playoff.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense to have an automatic bid because most of the time the same teams are going to get in there anyway. Why cut yourself off too?
Yeah. Well, you saw what Indiana's doing.
Cignetti, he's an interesting character. You know, he comes in with all that bravado, and they backed it up in his first year with the transfer quarterback, and he's going to try to do it again, and that's going to be their MO. But the fact is that they bought out the University of Virginia on a home-and-home. I believe it was $500,000 each game, I think, that they're paying them to get out of so they can play the likes of Kennesaw State, Austin Peay, I think Indiana State. It's ridiculous.
Stoney, I have it in front of me. You know the next time Indiana is scheduled to play a power opponent in the non-con?
No.
2030. So this year and the next four seasons, they won't play a power opponent outside of Big Ten play. It's pathetic.
Yeah. Who's that? Does it say who their power opponent is?
It'll be Notre Dame in 2030.
Well, that's good. It's an Indiana rivalry. They should play every year anyway.
They should. But instead, their schedule's littered with, you're right, Kennesaw State, Old Dominion, Indiana State, got the Sycamores, Colorado State, Western Kentucky, Austin Peay, Eastern Michigan, Eastern Illinois, Ball State. These are the teams they're going to bring in bulk moving forward.
I got no problem with Colorado State. The rest of them, you know, really?
Yeah.
You have to have, look, every team should have, you could have a cupcake. I don't care.
That's fine.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
But not three.
Not right, exactly. Now, Indiana is the exception.
Yeah,
even the SEC, they don't play three cupcakes.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Oh, they do. Hey, I'll pull it up because I actually just did this the other day. I was so furious about Sankey's comments. We didn't get to it on the show. The majority of them are going to play three cream puffs in the SEC.
Wow.
It's pathetic. So here it is. I'll go through some of the notable teams. LSU is going to play Southeast Louisiana, Louisiana Tech, and Western Kentucky.
I thought that they don't play Clemson to start
the
season.
They do.
Okay. No.
But they brag and go, that's us play. No, that gets you to nine. Gets you to nine.
But I don't
allow that propaganda. That gets you to nine. No. Now you're equal with Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, and
right.
you're not superior because you play Clemson.
No.
You're still playing three gimmies.
I agree with you, but I thought that they were playing no power five.
But that's what I'm saying. What Indiana's doing is commonplace in the SEC. So Georgia, for example, will play Austin Peay, Charlotte, and Marshall this year. Tennessee will play East Tennessee, UAB, and New Mexico State. Auburn will play Ball State, South Alabama, and Mercer. Oklahoma will play Illinois State, Temple, and Kent State. I can go on. I'm only halfway through this. They all do that.
But at least, like Texas.
Not a consolation.
Is playing Ohio State.
Not a consolation because Texas is also going to play San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston State. They are playing the Indiana schedule and justifying it because they get the ninth game but the Big Ten's doing nine games.
Right. I know.
Texas A&M will play UTSA, Utah State, and Samford this season. They all do it in the SEC.
Okay. I thought you meant that they didn't play anybody.
No, because that's the thing Sankey tried to sell this week. He goes, we all play nine. Yeah, well, the Big Ten plays 10.
Right.
Because they play the conference, and Ohio State's going to play Texas.
And Michigan's playing Oklahoma. And,
so all the Big Ten schools are also doing it while playing a power opponent.
Oh, yeah, there's no, I don't disagree with you that the Big Ten's.
Which is why I hate even siding with the SEC, but I think they are wrong to require, or the Big Ten is wrong to require auto bids.
Yes, it makes no sense.
248.
Well, excuse me. It makes CENTS, dollars and cents.
Yes, which financial.
Yes.
But how does the Big Ten, they got their media days next week, right? How do they sell this?
They sell it by saying we're the best conference. We think we're the best conference or one of the two best conferences. And we believe that the two best conferences should get the most bids. That's how they sell it.
Right. But you have to get other conferences to agree with you. Your sales pitch has to appeal to other people. The Big Ten is not the governing body of the sport. So when they go to the podium next week and it's Tony Petitti, and he says, we're the best and you have to do what we say, it's going to be met with, convince us. Make a sales pitch. The sales pitch can't be, we deserve four spots on default on name alone. That's not going to win over anybody.
No.
I would argue some ways last year this kind of happened without actually having auto bids. So if you're the SEC, you're looking at this and you're seeing the way Indiana performed in the playoff, and you're probably sitting there and saying, our fifth best team was better than Indiana.
Oh, it was.
You know, but your fifth best team. Your fifth best team might get blocked.
Who was the SEC's fifth best team?
I mean,
last
look,
season?
I'd have to look
probably Mississippi or South Carolina.
Might have been Alabama. How'd that go?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bowl games. I'm not gonna.
Did Jalen Milroe play in the game?
He played, but there were a lot of players that didn't. But
a lot
still.
Of
on Michigan,
did.
By the way.
Yes, on both teams.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan has beaten Alabama two Twice. Straight times in a bowl game. I mean,
I know. But I think Mississippi or South Carolina were better than Indiana. That's my
I don't
point.
Know. I don't know that. Indiana put up a better fight than the SEC teams did in the playoff. Didn't Tennessee get their ass waxed by Ohio State?
Yes.
Did anybody say Tennessee didn't belong? They played a lousy non-con schedule.
But they're at SEC.
Well, it just means more.
Gosh, I know. I'm starting to learn how to really light his fuse.
248-539-9797. We got a lot to get to still today. It's 97.1.
Hey, summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy, no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes, sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket text coming in on the fight between the Big Ten and the SEC. Report from Brett McMurphy. The Big Ten refuses to budge from the auto bid model. They want 4 guaranteed spots for them and the SEC. The SEC has said, no, dude, just take 5 conference champs and the next best teams.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket Texas says the problem with guaranteed spots is that who you beat or lose to in the non-conference won't matter. The goal will be to have the good record in conference. Non-con will be meaningless. Kevin and Wixom. He's right,
yes.
Which then takes all the starch out of playing the LSU-Clemson game,
exactly.
the Michigan-Oklahoma game, the Texas and Ohio State game that we're going to get to kick off the season. Texter says, the only thing I can think for auto bids, it would emphasize conference rivalries again, but even that, I'm not sure. No, I don't think it would.
No, because the conferences are so big, some of them you're not going to play again. Yeah. That's another thing. You did what you can make college football great again earlier this week. I think you have to at least play every team in your conference every other year.
Ticket Texter says, preach Costa, 100%. I was fist pumping on my commute as you called out the SEC narrative. Brett in a car, happy Friday. Another one says 100% with you, Costa. The SEC has a pretentious attitude. I'm glad the Big Ten whooped them the last year. See, that's the conflict I find myself in is the Big Ten has a bad proposal, and I'm siding with the SEC, who I loathe.
Right.
Like you saw, and I got kind of animated there because you kind of fell into the trap that they set. The SEC says we're playing Texas, Ohio State. See, we schedule tough. But Ohio State is also playing Texas and more big opponents.
No, what I did, I agree with you. I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying that they weren't playing, that most of the schools weren't playing any other Power Five.
Yeah, the reason it set me off is two separate issues here. And there's so many different issues in college football. But we have the playoff conversation and the auto bids where I am team SEC. Mm-hmm. But because the sport's so herky-jerky, I look at the scheduling and I'm team Big Ten. They play nine conference opponents where the SEC only plays eight. And when Indiana's in the news because they will play three cupcakes for this foreseeable future, and everybody's outraged at Indiana because how dare you schedule Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State? That is the norm for the SEC. 12 SEC teams will have three gimmies this upcoming season. So what I'd love to do is take any outrage you have for Indiana football and Kirk Cignetti and direct it at the large base of teams that play in the Southeastern Conference. They all need to clean this up.
Yes, but because of their arrogance, the SEC, where they only play eight conference games, where they do play three cupcakes and the one other game, that does, in my mind, that does not excuse Indiana for having all their non-conference games be cupcakes.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, that they used to be the cupcake to all those teams anyway.
That's a good point. Texter says, you guys are misinformed on the Relia Quest Bowl. What a text to get, by the way, on July 18th. You guys are misinformed on the Relia Quest Bowl. Bama had almost every single player play in the game. Milroe, Campbell, Ryan Williams. Meanwhile, Michigan had Loveland, Will Johnson, Grant, and Graham all opting out and still beat Bama.
That's true. I just don't usually...
I know you don't like to use the bowl game as the...
As any barometer. It's like, remember, the late but great Drew Sharp would go, oh, the Big Ten was, you know, 3-5 in bowl. Who cares? Who cares? The bowl games don't mean anything as much because of the playoffs now.
They don't, but I think if one team played with their starters and lost to the team that didn't, that's kind of a damning statement for the team. Bama. And by the way, Bama's whole thing last year was built on the idea that they are Alabama. It wasn't based on actually, you know, the scoreboard that we use to decide winners and losers.
Oh, I know.
Because they lost to a bad Oklahoma team. They lost three games.
Yes.
They didn't belong.
Right.
And then they furthered that argument with most of their starters in the bowl game.
Yeah.
TV, Stoney, you're right. TV money is ruining everything. The money in college football has started the downfall. It says they've doubled the number of bowl teams, or as he puts it, bowl games. Now we're well over 40.
Yeah. You said, date myself more than I always do, but when you were a kid, you looked forward to bowl games. You don't look forward to bowl games anymore, really, unless you're betting on them.
Even then, I can't bet them. I don't know who's playing in them.
I mean, the bowl games right now, especially if you're off that week or whatever, you're home, it was great background noise. Whether you paid attention to it or not, you always had it on. Yeah. Now people don't even put them on.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, there's a lot going on.
Lots going on, lots of fun things going on, and good things going on. Like this story, a Jets pizza delivery driver in Warren saved the life of an elderly woman who had fallen inside of her home and couldn't get up. So listen to this story. Amir Ali was making a routine delivery late Wednesday night when he noticed something wasn't quite right? He went to go deliver the pizza, knocked on the door or rang the doorbell. No response. Nobody came, but there was a dog barking inside and the lights were on. And normally what you're supposed to do, I believe, is just kind of, you know, they've got a procedure. You leave the food and after several attempts, whatever you do. But he decided to go a little beyond what he was told and he called the number on the order. And when he called the number, a woman answered, in Seattle. Turns out she was the woman's daughter. So he was delivering a pizza to a home in Warren. Right? And the woman said, hey, I actually am the one who ordered the pizza for my mother. And with this daughter's permission, the delivery driver looked through the window and that's when he made a startling discovery that this older woman was on the floor, unable to move. So thankfully he was there, called 911 immediately, and the daughter and the neighbors of this elderly woman are saying, hey, if this man wouldn't have taken those extra steps, Who knows what might have happened? It sounds like the elderly woman was barely conscious. Wow. And thankfully, she was taken to the hospital, and it sounds like it's going to make a recovery, might need some rehab, but it's going to be okay. And it wasn't just this that he did. He didn't just look through the window and call 911. He returned back to the house because the dog was there, wanted to make sure this dog was going to be taken care of. Also noticed that this woman's belongings were forgotten at the house, weren't taken to the hospital. So he actually delivered this woman's belongings to the hospital as well. Kind of a real life hero. And afterward, Ali talked about going beyond his responsibilities to do the right thing.
It's good that he did.
And he went on to say that he hopes and he prays that if something like this were to happen to one of his loved ones, somebody else would be there the same way he was, right? That's what you want somebody to do.
I saw the story on the news, and he talked about how it's like humanity.
Yes.
It's just simple humanity.
You just do what you need to do, and you do the right thing to be there for somebody in need. And that's what he did. So great story. Apple has confirmed that they're opening a new store in downtown Detroit. So some big news. Apple Store. It was announced that it will be opening in 2025. Apparently, there has been rumors for years that an Apple in downtown Detroit would pop up. But now it's expected to be located along Woodward Avenue, just north of the Shinola Hotel, in a Bedrock-owned building. They also did announce, however, that they will be closing their store at Partridge Creek. There's an Apple store there that will be closing. So the fan who accidentally exposed an affair between a tech company CEO and his head of HR had a blunt message for the pair. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. So this young girl, Grace Springer, she's like a 28-year-old woman who was at the concert, said she didn't know what she was filming. She didn't know the couple at the time, but filmed this and thought it was a funny reaction to the kiss cam, right? We've all seen it now, so she decided to post it online, and of course, it went viral. She did admit that she feels bad for turning these people's lives, you know, upside down, but
no,
then said,
they
no,
turned
you
their
know
lives
what?
Upside down.
Exactly. It wasn't me. It was you. You're the ones who played stupid games. So now you've got stupid prizes. But she probably does feel bad for this man's wife.
Well, you were talking about that.
Because, right, she wasn't there. So it was this tech company's CEO, what's his name, Andy Byron, and the head of his HR department, who were caught on the camera, you know, in this embrace, seeming to be enjoying the concert as a couple. Well, it turns out, no, he's married to a woman named Megan. She has since deleted her social media. And the woman, the head of HR, recently got divorced, like finalized years ago, I think, in 2023. So she wasn't married. But, I mean, this poor woman, this poor man's wife.
Well, it's wrong on so many levels.
This poor
woman, they're looking up photos and trying to get info on her.
Well, yes.
So this is her name everywhere for something she didn't do.
Because that's what I did. I'm like, well, who's Megan, right? So I Google, and it's like, there's articles, all sorts of articles with photos of her and maybe one of her sons. I saw that they had two sons together, two children together, possibly. Man, I'd be mad about that. Not only would I be mad about the affair, but now my name and all of my information and my photos are everywhere. People are writing articles about me that they don't even know me. I'd be so mad.
And it's out in public now that you were married to someone who likes Coldplay. So like throw that on top of it too. And it's just the shame she must be feeling. And what a dirtbag he is. Because it's not like, he cheated with anybody. He cheated with a coworker too, a subordinate. Because he's the top of the company.
Wow. Maybe they'll get work buried.
Oh, God. With a work wedding.
She could bring in her old wedding dress.
Oh, man. Heather with the news. Coming up next, farting. That's your tease.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot to do still on a Friday. Coming up on the show, a name we've linked to the Tigers, and he wants to be a Tiger. We'll give you that report from today. We have Lions injury news in bulk. Some of it's concerning. Some of it, who knows? And the price to sign Aiden Hutchinson went up. We're going to get to all of that, plus the cookie jar. But Stoney, You want to have a little fun. It's a Friday.
Yes. And nothing says fun like farts. Yes.
Farts.
The British Open is going on right now. And yesterday, and by the way, if you care, Brian Harman, who won a few years ago, is the leader by one shot at 7 under par.
I care deeply. Thank you.
Yesterday, Scottie Scheffler was on the course and is about to hit the shot. And, well, let's just listen to the good people from the BBC. A little wind from out under.
How strong is that crowd mic slash?
I know.
How loud was that fart?
Pretty good. Pretty good fart, wasn't it?
It was. So what do you want from people here?
I want to know, like, that's kind of, well, it's not that embarrassing. The guy farted. I mean, people fart, all right?
Everybody poops, right?
Yes, exactly.
Normal body function.
My question to you is, when have you farted? What's your most inappropriate fart? 248-539-9797. Now, I have a story. I was...
You always do.
Yes. I was once a trainer, like a fitness trainer. Yeah. It was a friend of mine. Her name was Lisa, not my sister. And
Heather, I think, already sees where this is going.
I sure
yes,
do.
And, yep. You know, I ended up basically farting in her face while she was instructing me to do something. And she said... And I felt awful. I was laughing. She goes, happens all the time, though.
You're getting limber and...
Yeah, you know, show me how to stretch or whatever. And mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, loosened up.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah. But there are people who have had, you know, you always hear the ones, oh, I was at church or this and that or that.
Mm-hmm.
What is your inappropriate fart? 248-539-9797.
So the best I'm going to come up with for you, because okay. I don't have a farting in a trainer's face story, Stoney. I'm sorry, I can't top that okay. one. I told you a while back about those sugar-free gummies that
oh,
my
yes.
wife bought.
Right.
Heather, I don't think you were in.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
So this might have been like 4th of July or something.
Yeah.
Or Amazon. I don't know. Maybe it was Amazon Prime days. You were on vacation. She bought these sugar-free gummies. They're Jason Tatum's gummies. So the backstory is, of course, more hilarious.
Okay.
They're essentially fart gummies. I had them.
Fart gummies?
Well, because if you like sugar-free gummies, Stoney's right. talked about this. Active ingredient, like it's
sorbitol.
It goes, and you just can't. It's clockwork.
Sorbitol.
Really?
Sorbitol is baby laxative. Like I used to, I'm addicted to Pez. Not addicted, but I love.
You are?
I love Pez.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I love Pez.
You are right there with my daughter. Okay. She loves Pez too.
And I would buy the six pack, no dispenser.
Yes, dispenser. Exactly.
And I would just basically just take a six pack and be done in 2 minutes.
I had no
but
idea.
Once I went for sugar-free Pez.
Okay.
And I couldn't stop diarrhea.
Oh, going.
Oh, so much baby laxative.
Okay, so mine wasn't that bad, but these were good. Like,
wow.
They tasted
Farts.
Good, which is the whole point. They're supposed to be healthy. If you like gummies, but you can get them sugar-free,
right.
The thought is
yeah.
this is going to be a healthier option. They came, like, individual bags so you could portion
right.
them. I had one, then I had another. I had two of them, and we went to a play. We went to the Fisher Theater to watch a play.
Oh.
And the whole drive down... Rapid fire. Can't
Whoa.
Stop. What do you think happened when we got down and sat in the theater?
Same thing.
The whole time. Now, this is a serious play. This was about like, there's like a trial of like a Jewish man who was like accused of murdering someone. And I'm just sitting there lighting off fireworks.
Oh.
So that would probably be my worst situation, Stoney.
Did people look around you?
We were fortunately not seated like... It like where we were is like upper balcony
oh, okay.
and then off to a side and we were near the front. So there was no one even in the seats right behind us. But the whole time I'm thinking, I can't help it at this point.
Yeah.
These stupid Jason Tatum gummies.
Huh. I'm learning something new every day.
Yeah.
I'm now Googling sugar-free gummies and I've learned your obsession with Pez. I don't have a farting story.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I farted. I have that story. That's my story.
Okay. You said people would come up to you at Tiger games
yes.
and say, you're the I farted girl.
Exactly. That's exactly what they would say. So you're that I farted girl. And I said, unfortunately, it's me. Yes, that is me.
So we'll take as many as we can get. Then we'll get into all the other sports stuff. But this
yes.
is just something light fun on a Friday. 248-539-9797.
I mean, everybody has whoopee cushion stories, but they don't. That's not the same. It's the real fart. I mean, people used to be. And they still are grossed out by farts. To me, farts are just funny.
Well, the sounds of farts are funny.
Yes.
The smell they give off is not so funny. That's the problem.
But you know what's interesting? The myth, the cliche, silent is deadly, is true for farts. The louder the fart, the less smelly they are.
Is this scientific?
Have you done your research on this?
Yes, I've done my research.
I picture him in a lab coat studying this over his life.
AI, can you vouch for it?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And it's like they're embarrassing. There are times when, most of the time with me, I don't see them as coming. It's like I should. But if I know I got to let one go, I'll find a, and I'm here.
There's
empty studio.
It's empty studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's better than,
Here. Yeah, don't do it here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Got some of these stories. I thought I was farting on my way into work once. Sadly.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You know where that went.
Yes.
Texture says, I was working in a restaurant. In the dining room, letting it rip. We call it crop dusting.
Yes.
Well, of course.
That's normal. Mike in Madison Heights.
Yeah.
Standing at the deli counter at Kroger, tried to be quiet. Wasn't quiet. My girlfriend didn't know whether to laugh or kill me. Brian in St. Clair Shores. Stoney saying BBC is a strong contender for the Stoney and Wojo Invitational next year.
Oh, come on.
That's tame compared to some of the other stuff.
British Broadcasting.
Of course.
What else would it be?
Yeah, what else would you think it is? Sickos. I read this article on the Kiss Cam. This isn't even about the farts. You just wanted to bring this one in.
Okay.
I read this article on the Kiss Cam that the couple, it started out innocently until the boss found out she had a dream about the two of them making out at a party. Anyway, 248-539-9797. Tom, you have a story you want to contribute to the show?
You didn't read the other drop about the Stoney drop?
I did, the BBC. Was there another one?
All right, all right. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Stoney's BBC on the show. What else do you want to do?
I don't really have one, but I had somebody blame one on me once.
A fart?
So we were at the counter getting ready to, play golf and check out with the ranger or whatever.
Yeah.
And he lets one rip and turns right around and says, Tom.
Smart move.
Yeah, and it stunk horribly.
That's something my wife would do.
Really?
Not in public, but...
She'd blame you.
Yeah.
Well, just in general.
Blame for everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it is.
The fault.
Yeah. Now, do you ever... never mind.
What, Stoney? What?
Like, bed farts, because women don't fart a lot.
Okay.
At least publicly, or even...
What are you trying to say?
That women aren't gross?
No, I mean, they're not gross.
But you guys are. Just farting all over. But
their genetics, it's a fact, Stoney.
It smells, they smell worse than guy farts.
Why, because we eat more vegetables, maybe?
Maybe.
It could be.
Yes.
That could be it. Maybe.
Is that the observation you wanted to make?
Yeah, that's my observation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, next up. Tom, before I get this call, what do you got?
I was going to say, the under the sheet or blankets or... Those things can age well.
Yeah.
Or poorly. Dan, what's up? You're on 97.1.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're great.
So, I was on the way into the palace with my dad, and I farted, and it wasn't a fart.
Oh, God.
So you're going to a Pistons game or a concert? What?
Oh, it was a Pistons game. I actually had to pull my drawers off, throw them in the trash, and then finish up my dad. He did nothing but laugh the rest of the night. So...
Wow.
It was a memory that I'll never forget.
You talk about a malice at the palace.
A malice at the palace, right? Like Johnny Hotballs.
Oh.
Didn't John say he packs like backup?
Yeah,
I think that's for sweat, though, not for farts that aren't farts.
He'd be prepared in that situation.
He would have backup.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's always prepared.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Will in Fenton, why does this say urinal?
I was going to my friend's bachelor party, so I got picked up. I lived in Grand Rapids at the time, and inside they put a keg, so we're drinking on the way up, like we're having fun. I mean, there's six or seven guys in this like old style conversion van, so we stopped at a rest area, and we're all in there peeing, and like my friend thought it was funny to pee on my shoe. And when he did it, I laughed because he was actually paying me back, but I laughed so hard.
or expecting.
Hold on. Your phone went out for a second.
You laughed so hard
Go back to peeing on your shoe. Go ahead.
I laughed so hard, then I farted, but more came out than expected, and it was completely solid, and I had to just dump my shorts at the rest area. My friends almost laughed. They were puking so hard. I've never been more embarrassed in my life. It wasn't just me. It was like me and four other guys in this rest area bathroom, and I just completely let one loose and had an extra surprise in my underwear that I just ditched. I had to go to the car, grab my bag, get my clothes. These underwear are staying here. They're not coming with me.
Well, at least you had an extra pair with you. That was
hey,
that,
we're
that
going
was
for
good.
A bachelor party. I mean, I blame it on fast food and keg beer. That's what I blame it on. Yeah. I guess
all you can do at that point, Will.
Thanks, Will.
You happy, Stoney?
I didn't think we were going to go there. Believe it or not.
No.
No, I thought we. You know, I was.
So I had a funeral and I farted, or I was about to say I farted.
In school, I went up to the chalkboard and I had to, and I farted. Yeah. I was a teacher. You know, that's what I thought we were going to get. I didn't think we were going to get the art with a SH instead of an F.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't expect that.
Well, you opened Pandora's box. Mm. Tom's brought in some ticket text. This one says, Stoney saying farts are funny at 65 tells you all you need to know about Stoney. Mm-hmm. He's in. He's hijacked the show. We're doing this for a little bit anyway, and then we'll get into Tiger talk. There is a trade target who has openly said he wants to be here. I'm excited to get that in the mix. Less fart talk, more baseball talk, but you guys, you can weigh in. We'll also get to the Lion stuff in the 9 o'clock hour with some injuries and the Hutch price that just keeps going up. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather. Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation to active military members and veterans, like rolling out the red carpet, providing a personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. Well, at Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of special military discounts. That's why they're giving military and veteran families mobile plans with the military discount, starting at just $25 per line per month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees, plus a 3-year price lock guarantee excluding taxes and fees. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store to learn more. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. $30 per line per month for 4 lines, less $20 account discount. Auto pay plus paper-free billing required. For unlimited welcome plan in times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, you heard that correctly. That's from the British Open coverage. Stoney, and so of course this found its way on the show sheet, and I just know how this is going to go. We're going to get more phone calls on this than the Tiger trade deadline topic.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how this is.
It's okay.
But that's what people want to talk about, apparently. We do have that Tiger story we'll get to.
Yes.
Player who says, it would mean a lot to me to be a Tiger, and it's a player that we have linked to this baseball team. We'll get to it. Want to start with some more of these phone calls?
Sure.
Let's get to Dave in Oxford. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a fart story.
Of course you do.
So I'm a painter, and I was working for this couple. I'm not familiar with them yet, and loading some doors into my van. The dog comes up to me in the living room. They're sitting in there, and I called the dog by their last name. Their last name is Kirby. I called the dog's name is Scooter. I said, hi, Kirby. How are you? You know? And they go, no, that's Scooter. I said, I'm so sorry, you know. And I turn around to pick up a door to take to my van, and he just ripped one. Total silence, walk of shame. I couldn't do anything about it. I was so embarrassed. Like, already misstep by calling the dog their last name, and then just ripped one in front of these people. So
you couldn't blame it on the dog?
No, I couldn't blame it on the dog.
You got to give him a discount, don't you?
No, it worked out. They all was forgiven, but it was kind of embarrassing.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Ticket Texter says, Stoney crop dusted me at a Pistons game, John and Warren.
That's possible.
That'd be a great t-shirt.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
ShopTheTicket.com. Stoney strikes me as someone who wears adult diapers.
Not yet.
Okay. He'd let us know if he did.
I'm sure he would.
About that. What do we got? Chris in Midland, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. When I tuned in the station this morning about 20 minutes ago, I almost fell out of my chair with this topic because the girl I've been dating for about a year now, we were sleeping together last night, and about 2 o'clock, I woke up to two sonic booms. and I kind of woke up, and I'm like, whoa, did the B-2 bombers just come across or what?
Oh, no.
Wow.
And she pretended she was asleep because this morning we woke up, she admitted that she heard, you know, that she'd farted. And she said, I said, we've been together a year and a half. What's going on? She said, well, I've been holding it.
Wait, hold on. Chris, was that the first time she ever farted in front of you or around you, next to you?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
A year and a half. She loves you.
No, she didn't have a choice. She did it involuntarily.
I know.
Exactly. So, and this is a true story. So before I left about 20 minutes ago, 15, 20 minutes ago, I went to Amazon and I ordered her some probiotics.
He's committed to it.
They'll be here tomorrow.
Good gut health. It's important.
Exactly.
But I couldn't believe when I turned you guys on this morning and this topic was on, it was like so fresh.
Well, probably more ways than one.
Yes.
Signs of being comfortable with your partner is when you let one go.
Absolutely.
Should ask them when the wedding is. I mean, they've reached a new level.
That's right. Hey, you know, it's like she probably called her parents. Hey, Mom, Dad, I farted in front of Chris. No, maybe he'll marry me.
There you go.
By the way, the diaper comment, I thought about it.
Of course he has another thought on it.
I thought about it a few months ago. Yes. Let me explain. I'm getting a lot of dirty looks. I was the officiant at my nephew's wedding.
No.
And I was just worried. And I'd never been more nervous in my life for anything I've ever done. I've done a lot of speaking engagements. And I was sweating before. I took Imodium before just to make sure that if nothing ever happened.
You're telling me that if you would have worn an adult diaper, you would have just as you were reading the vows.
I wouldn't have. But just in case it happened, I wanted to be prepared.
Wow.
How long is the ceremony?
15 minutes.
You just didn't want it to be that 15 minutes.
Yes. I mean, it is the most important thing in their life, and I'm worried I have to go to the bathroom. I was freaking out.
Not to get too personal, but you couldn't hold it for 15 minutes?
I'm not very good at holding.
Okay.
I've seen him run out of the studio.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen a little scoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have had a diaper when I did the play-by-play on the Pistons the twice with Mahorn. You never heard this story?
Stoney, I don't know what you're talking about. Please enlighten me. I don't know if I want to be enlightened, but now I need to know.
I went on a Pistons road trip because Mark Champion was ill and Matt Derry couldn't do the game. So I volunteered third string and they said, yeah. So I did 2 play-by-play games in Miami and Charlotte on a back-to-back. The game in Miami, I had to go to the bathroom and I thought I could get back in time, after the timeout, and Mahorn had to start doing play-by-play, and he never lets me hear the end of it. And I was, before the day, I was like walking around in Miami trying to figure out, what's the worst thing that can happen? I was confident that I'd be decent on the air.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I could, you know, if I had to go to the bathroom, that's what I was worried about. And I thought for a second, maybe I should, I'm not going to do that. And Mahorn said, hey, you should have worn diapers.
Does he say that from experience? Does he know other broadcasters
who
do?
No, I don't know.
Or? I don't know. Okay. I'm not the Brian to Champions business.
No.
anyway, I had never heard that story before. Yeah. How did you do as the officiant, by the way?
I was good. I had a few laughs in there. Yeah.
Oh, doing stand-up routine.
Just, you know, little things.
Okay. I think Stoney would be a good officiant.
I'm sure it went really well.
Yeah.
Come on, give us some of the material.
Whenever I told a story, I said, I just introduced myself. I'm Michael Stone. I'm Eric's favorite. I mean, only uncle, because I am his only uncle.
Yeah, we get some cheap laughs.
Let's see. What did I do? I did told some advice for that for his wife, Nicole. I said, because he went to Penn State and all his friends were Penn State. I said, you know, just don't get freaked out when this happens. And when Penn State loses to Michigan every year. So I got some laughs at that.
Okay. What was your marriage advice?
Oh, listen, You know, just a bit, the basic stuff. You know, don't go to bed. You know, you can
go to bed angry.
You can go to bed angry, but just don't wake up angry. There was a whole deal.
Don't sleep with your sister.
That's my sister's. That was my sister's son. I know. Yes.
I met him.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're the guy that's played this drop all these years, aren't you? Yes.
I'm going to bite my tongue.
You only got one more hour, Jim.
No, I was going to say something else. We're going to move on. We're going to get to the Tigers target that wants to be here. Some quotes from the Free Press right after the update. It's 97.1.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.